You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kites, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved corps. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's your name, scumbag?
Sir, Private Brown, sir.
Bullshit, from now on, you're Private Snowball. Do you like that name?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my mess hall.
Sir, yes, sir.
That you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toad cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant?
I think it was Ludini that said that, don't you think?
I think it was.
All right, guys. Welcome to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. A little salute there to Arlie Ermey, who we what was it, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yes, so rest in peace. He left the world, this world on tax day, and probably a pretty good idea.
What a good time to go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so hell with this. So we are, you know, we love Arlie, and he left a great legacy. And so we're going to be playing a few sound bites here and there. I know we, you know, maybe Beavis and Butthead might make a little appearance as well
as
here.
Always.
As always.
We love them.
We love the Beavis and Buttheaders, but so anyways, guys, welcome to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to Ludini LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to get all the cool stuff. Keep up on all the interviews we're doing. We have a lot of great podcasts up there, and I'd like to thank our partner Podbean. We're getting new followers and lots of great downloads through that site every day. So, but you can find all about it at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. There's also some great merchandise there, which we will be modeling very soon for you guys. I want to thank some of you out there that have bought a few things from us. So I really want to push that because, you know, just solo, but, you know, the whole world, you know, money makes the world go round. So if you can throw us a little bone and get yourself a little Ludini swag.
Swag's
you know?
Fun.
Yeah, swag is a good thing. We like some swag. So, anyways, guys, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. In the studio tonight with us is Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio.
What's up?
And we're gonna take a moment right now. I'm gonna try to call Keith Hawkins again, just to talk amongst yourselves. Right? So we're giving Keith a call on Skype and see if he can join the party. There he is.
Maybe.
Hey, Keith has made it.
Petra's like,
what's up, buddy?
Computer's a fuck.
What's wrong with your computer?
Shit. Friggin' bomb.
Well, yeah, and it's real. We got like a lot of noise.
All right, can you hear
Keith,
me?
Keith the Hot, we can barely hear you.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
There's like a... Or we're like in a wind tunnel with you. So what do you think, Keith? What's up, buddy? Tell us. Tell us a good word from New Orleans.
A good word is nothing, I mean.
We got Samantha joining us as well.
doing nothing but rock and metal, but she's trying to help with the computer. But
we got Keith the Hawk Hawkins finally in the studio. We're gonna try to get our technical difficulties sorted out for you guys. And we have a great show for you tonight. We are gonna be talking about bands that maybe we would like to see in not necessarily the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but maybe a Hard Rock and Metal Hall of Fame. So we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to talk about your picks. You guys chimed in on Facebook. Feel free to chime in now. So if you're watching now, throw it at us. Say, hey, you know, I'd love to see this band or that band. I think that they've been influential. I think they've, you know, really moved music forward. Why? Let's go out there and give them some love. So feel free to chime in with that. We have some great bands to play for you guys tonight as well. We've got Riot V, we've got Graveyard, and we've got Cellar Darling. So we've got a pretty cool lineup. So we're going to go ahead and get started with the music and try to get our technical difficulties straightened out here tonight with the Hawkster down there in New Orleans. So, all right, guys, you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, and this is Graveyard. Please don't. Graveyard in the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
I got me some wheels and a grip I could feel.
until you fucking die. I'll PT you until your asshole for sucking buttermilk. Was it you, you scroungy little fuck, huh?
Sir, no, sir.
You little piece of shit, you look like a fucking worm. I bet it was you.
Sir, no, sir.
Sir, I said it, sir.
All right. A little more Arlie. We're going to be jumping in with some Arlie, guys, in between the tracks here tonight. We lost the great Arlie Ermey this week. Keith, are you an Arlie Ermey fan?
Yes. Full Metal Jacket. He's a legend. Maybe they just did that one movie. He's a freaking legend in that movie, and that's all we needed to do.
He's a legend in his own mind. No, that's me. we got Lars. We got all kind of people hanging out. We got
it's
Bob Ridgway.
Hey, Bob.
So it's going to be a good night tonight. What is everybody drinking? What y'all drinking out there? Chime in with what you're drinking. Larsenstein in the house. We've got Larsenstein in the house. He's very bodacious, like Lily Von Six's plastic cords hanging out in the V-neck of the Wolf Custom shirts. We are wearing our Wolfsies custom tonight.
Wow.
We're wearing very Wolfy. All Wolfy. Oh, Lily, you look so Wolfy. You make me want to get on all fours like a doggy.
You need a leash.
Hey, Lou, are you going to do the entire show like a fucking member of the Scorpions, or are we going to talk for real here?
I think he might.
Okay, speaking of bands that should be possibly in a hard rock and metal Hall of Fame, so we have a bunch of people that chimed in on Facebook with their ideas, and I know Lily and Keith always have no shortage of
all my notes are right here.
Opinions. So let's start with our late to the party friend, Mr. Keith the Hawk Hawkins. See this little glowing orb behind? See this little glowing orb behind me? This is Keith the Hawk Hawkins, and he will tell you who should be in the hard rock and metal circus.
I must break you.
All right, we starting this off?
Get her done.
Yes, let's do it, Keith.
I'm gonna tell you right now that I do, for once, agree with everything you say about the Grammys. I agree about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It is pretty much BS, but at the same time, when you get that call to be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, people might tough guy it and say, well, like, I know Ozzy won, Black Sabbath was on the ballot back in the day. It was kind of like, oh, don't worry about us, this and that and other thing. It's like, well, no, when you get that call, you can act tough guy all you want, but you know damn well that you're going to go and do your thing. And basically, it's an honor. So that's all I can tell you. But there are bands that have been shut out, we'll say, for a long time, and I think that for me, one of those bands got snubbed just this past weekend again, and that's a band like Judas Priest. I mean, Judas Priest is a band that has, there's a lot of things that go involved in this, and I don't know, like, I'm not a voter for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I would think that longevity, there has to be some kind of commercial, you know, acceptance. I'm sorry, but I mean, I gotta know at least a few bars here, some of the tunes, you know, you do. I mean, there's great obscure bands out there, but they're obscure for a reason. But Judas Priest has been around for a long freaking time. They're one of the forefathers of metal. I think that they have pretty much, I would think, solidified a place in the legendary realms of metal. But at the same time, I would hope that one day somebody at the Hall is going to open their eyes and start putting some of these, like, more, I guess if you want to call it old school metal bands, but these bands, wasn't for these bands, metal would have never evolved over the years. So I think Judas Priest is a band that gets snubbed, but I would hope eventually they get in, but I mean,
first of all, let's talk about Judas Priest. Let's talk about the Priest, because first of all, they're a wildly influential band.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, they're not just, you know, and they did break out. I mean, they had songs all over the radio, and everybody knows who they are. They're not some like obscure band. I mean, somebody mentioned Manowar. Manowar is a very great, I mean, awesome metal band, but they don't. Manowar, Overkill, they're like, you know, some of these Halloween. Some of these bands are really, really good, but Priest was a really, really good band who was also influential and had breakout tracks. You know, you got Another Thing Coming, Living After Midnight. Those are like, you know, rock anthems. can hear them any day, you know, on any rock station in the United States and probably in the world. It's a real head scratcher for me why they have not been in there, because they've been around since the 70s. Total head scratcher. So
I don't really know what they're going by in the Hall of Fame anymore, to be honest. I don't know the rules anymore.
Well, it's definitely not rock. It doesn't have to be rock.
I know.
Because there's rappers in there, and this is where we get into a whole, this is why the whole thing is total freaking BS.
Yeah.
This is why I'm kind of like calling this, like, let's make it our own fantasy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And not get too concerned about that, but it is BS.
I know.
Because as soon as you start, okay, first of all, we don't want to categorize, but if we don't categorize, then it's like, well, what are you going to have? Like, are you going to bring in like Miles Davis? And I think he is nominated. Isn't Miles Davis in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Keith?
He sure is.
I mean, like, he's great, but he's not a rock musician. He's brilliant.
I agree.
One of the most amazing musicians that ever lived, but he's not a rock musician. Well, excuse me. Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, Elvis, Chuck Berry, Black Sabbath, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hello. Hello, hello, you there? I'm sorry. Miles is awesome. He's not rock. Sorry,
I agree.
He's not. And so we have
just call it Music Hall of Fame then.
Yeah, just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That would be fine, but it's not rock and roll.
Probably be a better idea, actually.
Yeah, so we could probably solve a lot of problems with that right there. I want to nominate a band. I want to nominate Slayer.
Yes, they're on my list.
I mean... You know, why don't you talk about Slayer for a few minutes?
You want me to talk about
Slayer?
Okay, well, they're consistently heavy. They are one of the big four, forefront of thrash metal. I don't know. They're one of my favorite bands. I love going to see them. We're going to see them. And I don't know why they've been overlooked in, you know, the regular Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But in our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think they should be in there.
I think, to be honest with you, I think a lot of times these people to vote on this stuff are a little intimidated. Some of these bands are probably too metal for these guys.
Maybe they can't handle it.
Metal. That's what I mean. That's why I think some people. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say that, you know, you should keep this closed-mindedness like they do. But I mean, they're going to let Metallica in. But Metallica did have commercial success, and whether you like Metallica or not, I mean, that can be a love-hate thing for people since when the Black Album come out. Metallica's had more success than probably most metal bands combined.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are influential. They are a great band. They still are doing their thing. And I think Metallica for sure deserves to be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But at the same time, you get this snowball effect. Well, you're going to get this argument. Well, if Metallica's in there, then Slayer and Anthrax and Megadeth should be. It's like, well, Metallica kind of crossed over a little bit too, whether you want to call that selling out for the diehard metal fans out there.
I think that Slayer should be in. I mean, they're wildly influential. People know they're not obscure.
Four of them should be in there.
They're
too,
not
then.
Obscure.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not like there's some obscure metal band that nobody knows. I mean, even if you've never heard their music, you know who Slayer is. They're not like, you know, some Joe Blow metal band. Everybody knows who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I kind of wonder if maybe there is a prohibition, because we're going to make it. We're doing our own Hall of Fame. So we can pick who we want. So
yeah.
So far we've picked Slayer. I forgot who Keith said in the beginning. Who did you say?
Judas Priest.
We picked Slayer, Judas Priest. But Lily, you chime in, girl.
I'm going to pick one of my honorable mentions. Motorhead.
Yeah.
Lemmy. Come on.
Very, again, a band that everybody... Lemmy is an icon. He's on T-shirts.
Yes. Voice is very distinct.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, they're very influential. They're very consistent. Punk and metal mixed together, his voice, everything. Like, they should be in.
Metal.
Yes.
Monk.
I think a big deal is, like, the bands that have influenced other bands. I'm sorry, but if it wasn't this band... You know, Metallica gives a big shout out. Lars Ulrich has always said about Motorhead being a big influence on that band. So it's, you know, it's one of the things that I think it gets overlooked. Maybe people don't realize that that should go into a ballot. But for me, it would be on my ballot if I was on air, since we're playing fantasy draft and all. If it was up to me, I would say that It would be longevity, some sort of commercial success, I would hope. But at the same time, who did you influence? How many bands have gone on to name Motorhead as
an influence?
His voice is very distinct.
Yeah, I mean, they're very influential.
They're very consistent. Punk and metal mixed together, his voice, everything. Like, they should...
I'm sorry, I'm trying to see your comments, and I accidentally... I'm sorry, Keith, I didn't mean to go over that. Sorry, buddy. Go ahead, Keith.
It was like the music on the Oscars. I thought I was just done. That's all.
Did you wrap it up, music?
My time was. I was waiting for that cane to come out and pull me off stage. But, yeah, I think that, like, Motorhead has influenced a lot of bands, and I'm, you know, I think they should be in there. Eventually, I think that some of these bands will get, but I think eventually you fall off the ballot, too, don't you? You only have so many crackpots.
Is that what happens? You fall off the ballot?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, after a while, I think that people just start to... It's almost like Sports Hall of Fame. You have to have so many percentage of the votes to get in or to stay on the ballot. Yeah. Then you get thrown off the ballot. But I don't know if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like that, but they probably have some kind of criteria where it's like, if you're going to be on the ballot 25 years straight and you're not going to make it in, then eventually you're probably not going to make it in. But that's just the way it is.
Okay,
I think Motorhead has been snubbed 15 straight years now. Is why I read somewhere.
Yeah, it seems strange to me why we wouldn't have Motorhead in there. I mean, Lemmy is like... He's a rock icon. Like, I don't get, like, I could get, like, I can understand why some people might say, well, you know, well, Manowar, and they have been around a long time, and they're a great band, but they're obscure. A lot of people don't even know who they are, whereas you say Slayer, people at least have heard and know, even if they don't know the music. But Lemmy, everybody knows.
Everybody knows
you
Lemmy.
Get that mole, like, you know, everybody knows it, you know. So, you know, Lars Cothern says, think about this. Green Day is in, but Motorhead isn't.
Lars, I don't want to think about that.
That's depressing.
I know that. Nirvana is in, and Motorhead is in. These are things I think about all the time. I get so mad every year when I hear the new nominees and winners.
Ashley Smash says that Lily V6 should be nominated.
I think Ashley Smash deserves a kiss right on the mouth because I believe that I should be in it just because.
Oh shit! Okay, that's not loud enough. So, anyways, so we said Motorhead, we said Slayer, we said Judas Priest. What else we got there, guys? Hawkster, you want to chime in with something before we play another song?
Well, to me, if you're gonna go, like I said again, it's a snowball effect, and you can make the argument if you're gonna go Judas Priest and Motorhead. Then you got to put Iron Maiden in too. Then I mean, they have a long body of work, and they've had success. I mean, I think they've sold over 90 million records worldwide. They still outsell sell out shows. Probably not here in the U.S. anymore, but at the same time, they can go to any festival in South America or in Europe or Japan or wherever, and they can start. They can play to hundreds of thousands of people because people still love metal that much in certain parts of the world. Where here, we're more, you know, getting Justin Bieber stuffed up our friggin' nose every 5 seconds, but it's just the way we roll,
well,
I guess.
Well, you know, Iron Maiden, and maybe them, and maybe you, other than, like, U2 and the Foo Fighters, I think Iron Maiden is the only other band that has their own jet.
And yeah. They've been eligible since 2004.
What is the eligibility for the... Real, the actual BS
know.
Rock and roll.
I don't know. Well,
you keep saying.
No, that's the first time I said it.
Do you know they've been eligible since 2004?
Because I read that online.
Okay. Well, what does that mean? Is there a year thing?
I think they have to have been a band for so long. Is what that's getting at.
You can get eligible after your first 25 years after your first album release.
Okay.
25 years.
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
You know, back when I was in the service, they used to say, don't show a man how to do something. Tell him what to do and let him surprise you with his ingenuity. Back in my day, you couldn't ask for no handout against the Germans, no sir.
Well, there's Hank Hill for you, folks. And on that happy note, let's play another song. Let's play another band.
Okay.
Look, guys. This band, like, we play a lot of hard rock. I know, I get some like, you're not really playing a whole lot of metal, man. All right. This is metal. This is absolutely total effing metal. This is a band called Riot V. This is a new single. The album is not out yet. The new album is called Armor of Light. Not out yet, but they've released a single. By the way, all the bands we're playing tonight are Nuclear Blast bands. So I want to thank our friends at Nuclear Blast for supporting great hard and heavy rock. This is Riot V Messiah on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Your real war face. Ah! You don't scare me. We're coming.
You don't scare me. Work on it.
I say that to people all the time.
Hey, Keith, you don't scare me. Work on it, buddy.
I will.
We're all working on it here. That I gotta promote this, man. I heard this today. This is just released. Riot V, you want to go to areyoureadytoriot.com, and you can get all the info there. Before that, we heard Graveyard. Graveyard opened the show, and they don't have an actual website. Shame on you, Graveyard. Shame, shame, shame. Because if Facebook or Twitter or whatever cops an attitude on your ass, guess what? You're going to be effed. You want to go to facebook.com/graveyardofficial, and you can find those guys. But a great band. Riot V just blew my freaking socks off. They're a dynamite band. Totally impressed. Okay, so we're talking about rock and metal bands. What five hard rock metal bands would you induct into your fantasy Hall of Fame? And so we're having a good time with this tonight. And so far, Keith has chimed in with a bunch of bands that are completely irrelevant. And so we're not going to be talking to him anymore tonight.
Wow.
That's kind of messed up.
I was waiting for it.
All right. So far we've had Judas the Priest. We've had...
Slayer.
Remember the band Player?
No.
Baby, come back.
Oh, God,
any
yes.
Kind of fool could see. Not Player. Slayer. We had Judas the Priest, Slayer, Slay Her.
Iron Maiden.
If you're from Pittsburgh, it's Iron Maiden, where you sit back and crack open a cold iron on a Saturday night and listen to some Iron Maiden.
And Motorhead.
Motorhead. Motorhead. It's not just the name of the guy that fixes your car on Tuesday when it breaks down. You know that 97 Pontiac Sunfire you've been driving around with 280,000 miles on? Well, it just ain't the Motorhead that's going to fix it now. So we got those four. So can we get another one?
I'm going to give you one.
Lily's going to give me something hot.
I'm going to do Ronnie James Lily Dio. Lily
and your giant...
Stop talking about my boobs. My boobs are topic of conversation. Oh. I'm over it. Ronnie James Dio.
Lily and your sweet V-neck shirt and your Ronnie James Dio. Oh, Lord Jesus.
He fits right in there.
So RJD, what do you think of RJD? I don't got a problem with
Black
that.
Black Sabbath, Rainbow himself. He invented supposedly the devil horn, so they say. I don't know.
He got that from his grandmother, he said.
Okay. I'm cool with it. I knew that.
It's
but
Italian for it's a maluk, it's called, I think. Okay. I think it just wards off evil spirits, so where they got that whole thing. I got a giant one right here, actually.
I saw it.
Keith has a giant one, everybody.
I'm impressed by that. But he should be in... I don't think I need
to. Even they respected the value of a dollar, I tell you what.
It's not... We're not gonna score! It's like, we'll get cars, and like, we'll have like a job, and we'll like have to go like, mow lines, and like, scrub the grill, and we're not gonna score, ever!
Oh, Ronnie James Dio scored. Do you think Ronnie James Dio scored?
Are you serious?
Oh, goodness gracious.
When was Ozzy solo artist ever inducted? He wasn't, I don't think.
I don't think he was. I think you're right.
Ozzy's in there with Black Sabbath and his solo work, which has been huge. Ozzy's not in there for, you know, his solo work. So that makes me think, even though as much as I do respect Ronnie James Dio, if Ozzy's not in there, then what you gonna do, you know?
Right.
It's the kind of thing where it's like, if you're going to put Nirvana and Pearl Jam in, you got to put Alice in Chains and Soundgarden. They're just freaking better bands.
Yeah. Agreed.
So let's talk about the grunge thing. So far we've been hitting like, I wouldn't say Usual Suspects, but I think the artists that most metalheads would say
would
and
pick.
Hard rock people would pick. Of course. You know what I mean? Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Slayer, Motorhead, Def Leppard. We didn't say Def Leppard.
Not yet.
What did we just say? Ronnie James
Dio. Wow. You got those two mixed up?
You know what happened to me today, guys?
I don't care.
I had a doctor drill in my mouth and then not give me any drugs.
That's
afterwards.
Hot.
That is a sin.
And you paid for this, didn't you? Somehow.
It's immortal sin. Okay. So, let's talk a little bit about the heavier grunge act. So let's talk about it. So we have Nirvana in there, but we don't have any really hard alternative. No Sonic Youth, right?
Nirvana did something with music before music does. Whether you like it or not, Nirvana
changed.
We're not talking about what who likes and what people like and don't like. We're not here for feelings right now. I'm picking a freaking telling you something, so just pay attention. School's in. All right, so Nirvana changed the landscape of music. But for that, they were rewarded with, you know, they didn't even really have that much of a body of work, but they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So is Pearl Jam. They weren't heavy. So if you want to talk about the heavier grunge bands, eventually, hopefully, you would think that kick-ass bands like Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, who's phenomenal, they would be in eventually.
Okay,
I would hope.
I got three words for you.
Here it is.
Rage against...
Four words.
The
That's four words. Machine. Yeah, nice. Let me see your... Let me see your caller's degree there, buddy. Go ahead.
Let me go get my GED. I'll show it to you guys.
Pull up the bullet bourbon. There's your GED, buddy.
You know what that stands for? Good enough diploma.
D is for diploma. That's good enough for me. Okay. So let's talk about some of these heavy bands. Soundgarden. I think they're real heavy hitters from that era. Are Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and Rage Against the Machine.
I like Rage out of those three.
I think some reason
so
Rage Against the Machine will eventually get in. I don't know. I'm not saying that, like I said, I look for more longevity out of a band, but it's just the fact where they changed music too. They just did something that was, I think, ahead of its time, and it influenced a crap ton of bands. So I think that they are, maybe it might take them a while, but I think eventually somebody will break down and be like, you know, this band did do something for music, and we're going to reward them with a little... For the Hall of Fame. Maybe they'll hopefully still be all alive by the time they make that decision, you know?
Are the Beastie Boys in there?
Huh?
Are the Beastie Boys in the Hall of Fame?
I believe so, yeah.
So that seems kind of weird to me that we got the Beastie Boys, not Rage Against the Machine. I'm just saying.
Well, the Beastie Boys came out a long time before Rage.
They're more of an 80s, right?
They were ahead of their time, though, too. I think that they were, you know, so... The Beastie Boys, I think they couldn't perform live. I think it's right after when they were inducted a few years ago. I think it was right after MCA was either sick or he just passed away. It was one of those two. So that was one of the things where they couldn't do it live. So they had like people come out and do a tribute to him. But the other two were Ad Rock and Mike D were there. But the Beastie Boys should totally be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They fused a lot of music together and made their own thing. And those guys did a lot for music. I think they're legendary.
I want to make a little announcement. Chris of Wolf's Customs sent me a private message and said, when you move the screen, we can no longer see. Keith became a blur. So let me know if you can see Keith okay now. I readjusted Keith. So hopefully you guys can see him. I'm trying not to.
And Keith almost did it.
I'm trying not to get in his way.
What's going on there?
This is really tight. We desperately need a producer. We need somebody in here, right, like an engineer producer, so that we can be in the big room and not have to be dealing with all this horse shit. So we really need some help. So if you think that you have some computer skills,
if you're qualified,
if you think that you maybe messed around with maybe some Pro Tools or something, you have a little bit of savvy with that, we could really use your help. So please let me know. Just personal message me. So we can. I really want to clean this up a lot. I think we can do a lot better. So let's go ahead and look at our friends who chimed in today on the old Facebook.
FB.
Yeah, this was pretty funny, actually. Sorry, I have to throw it out there.
Jason Pinkney, right at the top. It's a great topic. Thank you, Jason. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. So Mickey Hernandez chimed in. Now Mickey was on. We played his band last week.
Yeah.
He chimed in with Iron Maiden, our Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Ronnie James Dio, Slayer, and Motley Crue. I know. Lily would definitely agree with Motley Crue.
Well, that's on my list. So of course I would agree with Motley Crue. I have to give props to the 80s hair metal, and as always, and my last name's Six, so why not? But I think they're fantastic, and I think they sounded a little different than most 80s hair metal bands did. A little harder. And they literally just quit, so the longevity's there. So, they're, of course, on my list. I wasn't going to say them right away.
Richie. How do you say that? How do you say Richie's last name, Lily? Oh.
Trocia? Maybe?
Trocia? It looks Italian, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
But
sorry.
He's got like a big list. But let's go ahead and talk about some of these bands, because he brings up some good ones. Priest, Maiden, Dio, Crew, and Motorhead, which we'll talk about. What about Whitesnake? What do you think, Keith?
I didn't even think of that one.
They've been around a long time. A lot of great musicians have come through that band. What do you think, Keith?
Yeah, that's one of them borderline bands, too. They're very very Zeppelin-y, good bluesy stuff going on there. Coverdale was great in his day. They've had a lot of member changes. They play with some, you know, there's definitely some great musicians that have gone through that. Steve Vai played for them for a while, and John Sykes. I mean, that's a really good lineup, and that's a good one. I don't know exactly if they'll ever get there, but I mean, hey, what do I know, man? That could be.
Let me ask you this, because you brought up David Coverdale, and he did a this record I really love from the 90s called Coverdale Page. He did with Jimmy Page.
Oh.
So if we're going to put Ronnie James Dio in separately, and we're going to say, well, Ozzy separately, could we put in Jimmy Page and Robert Plant separately?
Ringo Starr's in there twice.
Would you say?
Ringo Starr's in there twice. What's that tell you?
So we could make an argument for Jimmy Page.
Well, Clapton's in there a couple times, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's, come on.
Well,
yawn.
I'm just saying.
Yawn.
I'm
anything he did after
example.
Cream, just kind of like.
Eric Clapton's in there three times.
That's what I thought.
He's in there with Cream, Solo, and Derek and the Freaking Dominoes.
Can you
name more than one song by Derek and the Dominoes?
Yeah, Layla. That's it. Yeah. And it's there in the Rock and Roll of Fame. I'm so, okay. You don't get my
that's
blood
whole
boiling.
Thing too, is like Richie Friggin' Valens is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was 17. He's more known for dying in an effing plane crash.
Yeah.
Than
no, you're making good points, Keith. Here's a couple other. A couple others. Richie says, what about Rainbow?
Well, yeah, that's the Ronnie James Dio.
Ronnie James Dio, but it's also Richie Blackmore. Mm-hmm. What about Queensryche?
I didn't think of that one.
Okay.
Another borderline band. I think they're awesome. I think they made one of the best concept albums of all time. I do like their earlier work. I think it's really good. I think, you know, good musicians. Jeff Tate's an amazing singer. I don't know. It's one of them bands that I just can't really ever see getting there.
Okay, what about this? What about Bad Company and Free?
Bad Company should probably be there. It's one of the bands
Paul
I think
Rogers,
that overlooked.
The fact that he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a sin. Because I watched an awesome, I can't believe, Keith, you're going to laugh at me for this, okay?
No.
But I got sucked. I thought, I was eating dinner last night, and I'm like, I'm going to put this on for a few minutes, and then I'm going to go do something else. And I got totally sucked in. It was a documentary called Gone with the Wind about Lynyrd Skynyrd. And
really?
I got completely sucked into it. But when what turned Ronnie Van Zant on to rock and really turned him on to rock and roll, other than the Beatles and the Stones stuff, was they saw Free.
Really?
Free came to some ice arena or like ice skating place, and they played, and that's who Ronnie Van Zant's idol was, Paul Rogers. He wanted to be Paul Rogers, and the joke was all the producers were like, oh, there has to be a Free tune on every Lynyrd Skynyrd album, because Ronnie was just loved Paul Rogers, and he loved Free, and he loved Bad Company. So I think it's kind of a sin that those guys aren't in there somewhere. I'm not talking about Skynyrd, I'm talking about Free, Bad Company. I like Foreigner. It's a great band. This brings up a good point with Foreigner. Foreigner, Styx, the Scorpions, I think are all great bands and made great music. But are they really influential? You know
that's
what I mean? Like
too.
did they really, are there, how many bands right now are out that are really like, they came out that were really influenced by the Scorpions? I mean, a great band.
It's a great band. It is one of my favorite bands. However, they're not
like innovators.
Right. Thank you.
You know, a good band, here's an example of the opposite. A band that influenced a lot of people but never really broke until like after they were already over was The Clash.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like everybody knows, you know, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And Rock the Casbah and stuff like that. But that band was wild with so many bands. Like, oh my God, The Clash. And they were in America, were kind of just like, kind of like a minor kind of, you know, thing, you know? But Foreigner, and I think they're good. I'm not knocking them.
That's a good band. They're not.
I don't know if they're rock. I don't know if they're Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah. What do you think, right now? What do you think of like, the Foreigners?
That's the thing about that. Thing about that whole thing. It's like when we discussed like the topic for the week. It was like the reason I kind of threw that at you to get to where we're at here is the fact where Bon Jovi was just inducted in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's what brought it up, because when I was reading about Bon Jovi being inducted in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there was a lot of like just people spewing hate. So if you're gonna put Bon Jovi in there, then you probably should put Motley Crue in there.
You should put Foreigner. You should put all those.
No, here's the thing. I think that's all wrong, because Bon Jovi is still still relevant. Think about it. I don't care if you like them or not. Their last few albums have gone and sold a lot of albums, a lot of copies, and all these other bands aren't really doing anything.
Yeah, but you know, but how many
still around,
how many bands,
longevity makes a difference sometimes.
Keith, but how many bands, like, what did Bon Jovi do to advance music, to advance rock?
They did.
Really.
It doesn't matter. There's a lot of
Bon Jovi kind of like borrowed a lot from like Journey and those type of bands.
Bunch of pretty
there
boys.
Was that pop, hard rock, you know, guitar driven pop stuff, and to me it isn't all that original. It's good. It's fun pop music. It's well executed. They can really play. I'm not knocking any of that. But how did they really move?
But if you're gonna look at the original, then fucking Steve Miller's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You want to talk original? That's not original.
I don't. I'm not saying I agree with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's choices. That's the point of this. We're picking who we think should be in it.
You're looking at originality. There's a lot of these bands aren't original at all. I mean,
right?
Luke Reiser, he sucks out loud. You know, it's, if I gotta be critical, I mean, these bands aren't. There's most of these bands in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Weren't this original sound.
I know,
if
this
you had originality
why,
in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you'd have King Crimson or someone in there.
This is why I think that it's a lot of BS, because...
It is bullshit.
Because, hey, honestly, if you really wanted to create a Hall of Fame, you're not going to have this many bands. You're just not. You're going to have... No, I'm sorry. It's going to be Chuck Berry, Elvis, the Beatles, the Stones, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath. It's going to be bands like that, Pink Floyd. It's going to be those bands that like kind of like got it all going, and then some bands like later, like the Clashes and the U2s and the Polices and stuff like that. But it's really the idea that we're putting all these people is a testament to me. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is about money. It's about, you know, it's about BS. It's not about art. It's not about great music. It's BS. Hey Keith, let me throw this one at you. Because some of our friends, I love you guys. David Crowe, Mickey Hernandez, Richie Trostia.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Jason
Pinkney.
I know
exactly
what
you're gonna do.
Bill Mank. You don't know how much we appreciate you guys, like chiming in and everything. Everybody live tonight. You guys are the greatest. But a couple people mentioned Marilyn Manson. Keith.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't take my blood pressure medication today. I'm going to have to probably take two now. You guys with that, I mean, seriously, and you know, and no offense, I love all these people, too, to chime in every week. I mean, you're definitely dedicated. We love, you know, doing the show together. But I got to draw a line somewhere, man. I can't just sit, like, quietly in the back like the Max Headroom on the screen and let you guys, like, just talk this craziness. I hope the hell they don't drug test you at your job, because you're going to get fired, man. I don't know what's wrong, because Marilyn Manson should not be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh,
what did he ever do for rock? I mean, he took what Alice Cooper did and made it a little bit worse, and that's bad enough. Well, Alice Cooper, I don't know who he greased to get into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But, I mean, some of these bands shouldn't be in there at all, so if you want to, like, talk about bands that shouldn't be in there, I don't think Kiss should be in there either. So some of these bands are all along the same lines where I just don't get it, man. And then talk about bands like these metal bands like Halloween and all these bands, what the F did they ever do for rock, man? They're just a dime a dozen rock band.
I believe Metallica has said that Halloween was a band that really, you know, inspired them and influenced them. I'm just putting it out there. You may not like them. I'm just saying.
He's just saying facts.
That's one person's opinion. I'm just a guy living in the South, living a dream. But at the same time, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
But if you're gonna give me the forum for it and the platform, I'm taking it.
Okay. While you're taking the platform,
Marilyn Manson.
Hold on.
I mean, come on, dude.
There's
seriously?
Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio is sitting here, and she's hardly said a word all night.
Oh, no, That's not true. I've talked.
Okay, so I want to get. First, we're going to start with Lily, and then we're going to move to Keith on this one. I'm going to use the P word. Pantera.
That's on my list. Love Pantera. They're going. Yeah. Did he make a noise? Okay, I wasn't sure.
There's another one. A metal band actually do respect and like. Okay. I think they could be. That's another borderline one. I think that if they got the call one day, I wouldn't be surprised. But at the same time, it wouldn't shock me if they did.
I don't think they're borderline. I think they should be in there.
Thank you, Vince Spencer, for bringing that up. We appreciate that.
Dimebag Darrell. I
think you said the right thing right there. Dimebag Darrell. Like,
yeah.
especially in the guitar world, like, he is so important. Like, so many guys have, like, are trying to play like Dimebag.
Yeah,
so many people are trying to copy his tone.
Yeah, everybody wants to be him.
I mean, he has his own signature guitar that so many other people play. I mean, wildly influential. The way Phil Anselmo approached being a lead singer influenced all these bands that came afterwards. I know, Keith, you don't like that kind of singing, but I believe he is the progenitor of that more shouty, yelling, kind of extreme kind of metal type singing.
Yeah.
He's the kind of beginning of that. In fact, I remember when I heard Pantera the first time, I thought, oh, wow, what's this guy doing vocaling, like, vocalizing? Like, this is like, you know, now when I listen to him, he sounds mellow. compared to some of these other bands.
He just kind of shook things up a bit.
Yeah, he kicked that in the ass, and he took it up a notch. So you don't like Pantera, Keith? What do you like?
No, I think they're awesome. I do. I think
He thinks they're borderline.
I really think they're an amazing metal band,
They were
definitely a kick-ass band, and it's unfortunate what happened, and I think that they could have probably, who knows, they could have still been rolling. I really doubt it, but you know. But it's like, to me, it's another band that, would I love it if they got inducted? Of course, but it would have shocked me if, you know, if they don't? No. I mean, it's just.
And they may never, but I think in ours, they should be in it.
Hey, we're gonna play another song. I wanna come back. We covered a lot of territory. Thank you, Mickey. Brian Urso. I wanna just give everybody a thank you. Mickey Hernandez chanted a bunch. Dave Crow, Bill Mank. Bill Mank says, geez, quit making me think and plan so hard to watch you guys. Bill, just come out and hang out, dude. You don't have to think so hard. Lloyd Rummel's on with us tonight. Chris Thunderwolf, Mark Edwin Cole, Judas Priest, Manowar, Accept, I think is a very cool band.
I just don't think they're Rock and Roll Hall of Fame material.
They're Hall of Fame material, quite frankly. But David Shelley, thank you guys for all chiming in. We're going to play another band, and I want to come back, and I'm going to put the question out here. We're going to think about it while the song's playing. We're going to come back and talk about it. All these pop stars, Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, wearing Metallica, Iron Maiden.
Oh, my
shirts.
God.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Brian Urso and I had a good conversation about it this week. So we're going to come back and talk about it. But we're going to play another band. And who are we going to play? Oh, this is a good band. This is a band called Cellar Darling. And check them out. This track called Black Moon. They've got a new song out. It's a remake of a Queen tune. It's very good. Maybe we'll get it on next time. But this is called Black Moon, Cellar Darling on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circuit.
As the moon turns black and the trees catch fire from the bleeding sky.
asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir.
Sir, what? Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sir, no, sir.
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir.
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high. You trying to squeeze an inch in on me somewhere, huh?
Sir, no, sir!
Bullshit, it looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress.
Arlie Ermey, everybody. Rest in peace. And I just found out from Lily, thank you for ruining
my
whole day.
Actually.
That Harry Anderson died from Night Court.
Yeah. And Cheers. He was in Cheers for a little bit.
He was a stand-up comedian, and as Keith pointed out, he was in the original It miniseries.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
So, sorry.
You're going to knock Keith right over on his face.
Knock my ass over, and I'm going to...
There we go.
So anyway, so let's talk about this, because Brian Urso and I went back and forth about this a couple days ago. These Justin Bieber... Miley Cyrus, Kim Kardashian walking around in Iron Maiden shirts or whatever. So what do you guys, go ahead.
Honestly think they don't know who it is. They don't care who it is. They saw it. They bought it. There it is. End of story. I've seen people with Motley Crue shirts who don't even know who Motley Crue is. I've seen people with, Beatles shirts who don't even
know. Jimi Hendrix, same thing, yeah.
Yeah, they don't even know. They just bought it. Because it's fashion or what have you, and I just don't think they know any better, and they don't care, honestly.
Nah, they don't give a crap. But I would say at the end of the day, if you're in that band and they buy your t-shirt, advertising's advertising,
free
even
advertising.
If it's some mindless piece of shit like the Kardashians or some, jackass like Bieber or whoever it is. I mean, a lot of people look at their Instagrams or their Facebooks or whatever social media they're on, and they see him wearing that. They might be like this. Oh, who's Iron Maiden? Let me go check that out. So any advertising is good advertising.
That was my sort of point, too, that, this could be inadvertently getting people maybe a little slightly more aware of guitar music.
Yeah.
And I think that any bit amount of that is a good thing. Although, there's an interesting article or interview with Dee Snider about it. So if you guys are...
Dee.
You guys are Dee Snider fans. I like Dee.
I think Dee is fantastic.
Dee has a lot of cool things to say, and I respect him, man. Those guys were able to retire after one song. I mean, what can you say about that?
That's pretty impressive. I mean, maybe two, but yeah.
He said literally, we're not going to take it. They never had, none of them, the whole band.
Really?
Even the drummer, Keith. None of them had to work ever again if they didn't want to.
Nice. That's crazy, man. I'd have played on that track.
That's called fantastic management.
Oh,
you
got
a manager watching out, you watching your back like that, make sure that happens. Anyway,
you get those videos with the guy from Animal House, and you're ready to go, man.
But I mean, a lot of people feel, a lot of hardcore metalheads who've loved
that
music
over this
for many, many years feel like, it's kind of a blasphemy.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm kind of with you guys a little bit more in the fact that, it's out in the forefront in some way, shape, or form. Like, somebody's getting to know who Iron Maiden is in some way.
Right.
You know?
So a bim or an idiot's wearing the freaking shirt, who cares? Advertising.
I just wish they would wear a Ludini Rock and Roll Circus t-shirt.
You should send Kim Kardashian one. She'll probably wear it.
Yeah, she'd wear one. She's a attention whore.
Ah!
Or anything else. I'd wear one, but she never gave me one. But that's a horrible thing. But I think that Iron Maiden has the coolest t-shirts too, though. So maybe people are just kind of catching on to that. She can't name one song by Iron Maiden, but at least she wears her shirt.
However,
you know?
Lady Gaga can. Lady Gaga
she actually knows what she's doing, though.
Yeah,
she knows things.
She got things going on.
She got it all going on.
At least she's educated. I like
that. Yeah. She has at least, if you like her music or not, she's at least talented. She can sing.
I'm not going to lie. I like a couple of her songs.
I like the song Giving Me a Million Reasons.
I like Paparazzi.
You like that one?
I'm about that.
I'm all about that bass, actually.
I'm sure you would be.
Speaking of that, I mean, there's one band that I don't know if we're done yet, but I just want to name one band.
Do it.
That I think has been snubbed for years and they probably will never get in, go turn on any pop radio station or any streaming, you know, music that you want to listen to, and listen to today's music, and then go back and listen to Kraftwerk. Why Kraftwerk is not in the Hall of Fame, I have no idea. They were so far ahead of their time, it's ridiculous. You're full of shit.
Woo, and there it is.
Go listen to Kraftwerk and tell me they don't have an influence on music today. That electronic sound they had, and it was in the 70s they were doing that.
You said electronic alludes.
Two enthusiastic thumbs down.
That's all right.
I love, I think Kraftwerk, I mean, if you're going to talk about Kraftwerk, okay, then...
They were the first to do that kind of music.
Okay, then let's put John Coltrane in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He should be. Miles Davis is in.
No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't. It's not rock and roll.
Is Miles Davis in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Perhaps he shouldn't be.
Did you hear
it? Is Miles Davis in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
He is, but he shouldn't be. He should not be.
It's a yes or no question, Lou, please.
He is, but he should not be. It's not rock and roll.
Don't jerk me around, Lou. It's yes or no. It's yes, he is. Coltrane should be in there, too, then.
He should not.
Neither so we're going to put Dave Brubeck in. We're going to put freaking Buddy Rich and Louis Belson. And
no.
And
let's put in Louis Prima. Let's put in Louis Armstrong. Yeah, yeah.
He should be in there too.
If your music is not guitar driven, it is not rock and roll. End of discussion.
Thank you.
End of discussion. All the great rock was started because somebody plugged a guitar in. They took a guitar and they plugged it in.
Jazz is the original American music.
I don't care. It's not rock and roll. Rock and roll is rock and roll. Then have the Jazz Hall of Fame and put that in there.
Or just turn the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame into the Music Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
We'll drop the rock and roll and then we'll all...
Exactly. Then everybody's happy. And then boom goes the dynamite.
Then you can have every... Yeah, boom goes the dynamite. You can have anybody you want. You can have Kraftwerk. You can have Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I think that's the problem,
you can have
though.
Kraft
like,
cheese
it's so
macaroni.
Specific. Oh, my
I
God.
I don't care.
I think that's why everybody gets mad because it's so specifically Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and there's all kinds of crap going on in there. I was just in there.
Oh, hey, Lou, I want to tell you that next year, for the first time on a ballot, it's called the We Feel Sorry For You ballot. They're putting the Counting Crows on that ballot, too.
Wow.
Maybe they'll get in.
Wow.
Wow.
I heard Blink's going to be on there, and I'm a little upset about that.
Yeah, they're not going to make it.
182.
You'll blink and they'll go away off the ballot.
I hope so, because I'm a little upset
about
that.
There's
I'm
a
little heated.
There's a lot of bands from that era that did some cool songs, but they aren't Hall of...
No.
Like, I think Filter's a good band. They're not Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Come on. I like Filter songs, but I wouldn't say, I like them. They got to be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What the F is going on? God! Damn this mother!
There was a whole section when I went there on John Cougar Mellencamp.
I'm gonna lose. Okay, he's a rocker.
I get it, but there was a whole
rope
section.
Things around, yeah.
I guess
he probably should be in.
I think. Well, yeah.
John Mellencamp.
I'd put him in over some of these other hack bands.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. It's just like that was the whole section. It was boring, of course, but it's a whole section. There's Kesha dresses in there. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I like Kesha. I'm not going to lie. I do like Kesha because that's my, like, guilty pleasure. But I would never put her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ever.
Let's put Beyonce in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think she had a dress in there, too, actually.
Is Lenny Kravitz in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know for sure.
Nah.
He should be.
He's kind of awesome.
He's a rocker.
He kicks ass.
No,
but
he's,
I mean,
he's a rocker. He plays guitar. He's a
he
rocker.
He does do that.
I think he's great. I think he's had some really... His first couple albums are really good. I mean, he definitely is... I've seen him live once. He was a good performer live. His band sounded good. But I don't think that, you know...
What I love about this conversation is how all three of us are like, Rock and Roll Hall of Shame, fame is bolt, BS, rah, rah. But we can't stop talking about it.
Exactly.
We love talking about it. So there is some little element to it. I think we just like talking about music and hearing ourselves talk.
I love hearing myself talk. And I know Keith loves hearing himself.
What's that?
So, hey, Keith, wait a minute. It's almost 10:30. How come you're not at your gig?
Yeah, right,
dude. I don't have tonight.
You got fired. You got fired
already.
I had too much going on today, man.
2 weeks, you got fired.
Nah, they were having a cello player come, and I was no room for me on stage.
Bro.
Look, we're going to say, Keith, instead of drums tonight, we're going to have a cello. Who makes that decision?
They should be fired.
That is BS.
Well, it wasn't replacing me. It was the opening act, but They took up the stage really small there. I'm just not playing tonight. Plus, I need to rehearse with them because there's a couple songs I need to go over with them. So I'm going to jump on a rehearsal. And I hate
this. In other words, you effed up so bad last time. They're like, we can't.
Yeah, I don't really do. I can cover my mistakes really well.
Oh, Keith, what's wrong with you? Seriously.
What?
Something's
wrong with me.
What? There's nothing wrong with you.
Hell no.
Oh, come on now.
I'm the one sane person on this goddamn podcast.
That's very true, actually.
You two right out of your goddamn rocker, and your listeners on here want Marilyn Manson to Halloween to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, come on, what are they smoking?
I'm not agreeing with Marilyn Manson. I don't like Marilyn Manson.
On a computer screen. I am the reality check in the background.
Keith, thank you for reality checking us tonight. Lily V6, why don't you go ahead and plug what you got going on, girlfriend?
Not much other than my show, Thursday Nights Hot Licks with Lily 6, 6 p.m., Rock Rage Radio. You can get the app free if you have a smartphone. Otherwise, go to the website, rockrageradio.com. That's all I got.
All right, guys, you've been listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. I'm having so much fun, I don't want to stop. So
Keeps going.
We're going to get out of here in a minute, but go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Off the right-hand side, there's a little place where some cool merch, you know, some cool shirts, stuff like that. Check it out. Next week's podcast.
You got shirts, man?
You guys are going to pick the topic.
That's right.
So we're going to, don't worry, I'll post it on Facebook. And
long time coming.
And the winner will get a free Ludini t-shirt, okay? Ooh. So there you are. Keith will never get a Ludini t-shirt.
I'm starting to think that too.
All the hours of blood, sweat, and tears I put in on this thing,
blood,
I can't even get a t-shirt. Poor shit.
Get out of here.
All the hours of drunken mayhem. I love this guy back here.
All the whiskey. When you had too much whiskey left over and I had to drink it all, this is that's
oh
worse.
My God, that's so painful.
That's painful to my throat.
Maybe
my
the next day.
I just opened this bottle, buddy.
I wish you could pour that in my mouth from this computer. But
I'll pour it on a computer. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check it out. Don't forget all the cool stuff we got going on. If you want some behind-the-scenes stuff, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/inner circle. LouLombardiMusic.com/inner circle, and we'll get it all going on. And, guys, I just got to tell you one more thing. I got to leave you with one more sentiment. I don't want to stop. I just don't want to stop. So we're not going to stop. Ozzy's going to play us out tonight. I don't want to stop. Rock on, guys. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is total effing bullshit, so don't even worry about it. Just keep playing great music, and we'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.